Track 3. Elizabeth Siddal, Seated at an Easel, by Dante Gabriel Rossetti, who lived from 1828 to 1882. The drawing is in graphite and dates from around 1854. In this small rectangular portrait, measuring around 12 centimetres wide and 18 centimetres high, Elizabeth Siddal is shown seated in profile to our right, focusing on her work, her figure occupying most of the frame. The graphite portrait uses muted tones against the cream background of the paper. This is in turn mounted on cream card and hangs within a plain wooden frame. Elizabeth's sits facing away from us on a divan or a low cushioned seat. In her right hand, she holds her pencil or paintbrush. Her hand rests against a marl stick, that's a stick with a padded head, used to steady the artist's hand. And her canvas or paper and her easel slope slightly away to the right. The faint markings of her work indicate that she's drawing a figure. Just the round outline of a head can be made out. Elizabeth is a slender young woman with fine and delicate features. Light shines onto the top of her head, and her long, wavy hair flows down her back. She wears a long-sleeved dress with tight-fitting bodice, low waist and full long skirt. The sleeves flare out from the elbow. Shading and cross-hatching give depth to her clothing, with darker lines indicating the folds and pleats of the fabric. The impression we receive from the tender portrait is one of quiet study and concentration. The gallery information tells us Elizabeth, or Lizzie Siddal, became associated with the Pre-Raphaelite Circle of Artists in about 1849. She modelled for a number of their paintings, most famously Sir John Millais' Ophelia in 1851. This is now in Tate Britain's collection. In this sensitive portrait, Siddal is shown working at an easel, using a marl stick to steady her hand. Rossetti has captured her features with a soft and delicate line, and in contrast, has used heavier hatched lines to describe the rougher textures of the dress material. Closer observation reveals evidence of reworking, especially around Siddal's profile, where the paper is slightly scuffed. Siddal became Rossetti's muse and eventually his wife. She was tutored by Rossetti and was an artist and poet in her own right. Plagued by ill health, Siddal tragically died in 1862, from an overdose of laudanum. The drawing is on loan from the Courtauld Gallery, London, and formed part of the Robert Witt bequest in 1952.